This is Red FM's News Extra, Cork's brand new daily news podcast.
It's Thursday lunchtime. I'm Lana O'Connor with Red FM's daily news podcast. A young Cork man who overcame a stammer says he hopes to meet US President Joe Biden. Here's how we reported his story earlier today. A Cork man has spoken out to Red FM News about how he overcame a debilitating stutter that left him feeling humiliated and isolated throughout school and in college. Jamie Guggan says he hit breaking point when a 5-minute presentation in front of his college class in CIT took him 18 minutes and he barely got through the first slide. Our senior reporter Fiona O'Donovan has this report for Red FM News.
Jamie from Clonakilty fell and knocked out his front 4 teeth at the age of 3 and developed a stammer. He says he remembers his first day of secondary school when he was asked to introduce himself at assembly on the first day.
When it came to me, I fell apart completely and I just constantly stammered on my name and I couldn't get anything out. So I had 100 people laughing at me during that whole assembly on the very first day. A lot of the teachers used to skip you when it would involve to be reading out loud because they know what was going to happen and I know what was going to happen, and it makes you feel very, very weak and very humiliated that you can't do it.
He says his lowest point was a presentation in college he just couldn't do.
I went home that night and I was embarrassed, humiliated, and I mentally broke. And I locked myself into a room for 3 days. What I wanted to do is that I wanted to experience the same physical pain that was going on inside my mind, so that would mean hurting myself. And on day 3, at 6:05, I picked up the phone and I called the regional director of the Maguire programme and I asked him for help.
After seeing an interview with pop idol singer Gareth Gates, who also overcame a stammer, he reached out to the Maguire programme and he says it saved his life. Jamie's sights are now on the US, where he's hoping to meet with Joe Biden, who also battled a stammer and went on to become the President of the United States. The 29-year-old West Cork man says he hopes raising awareness will help others who suffered the same way he did. Fiona O'Donovan, Red FM News, Clonakilty.
Hairdressers and barbers will be prioritised for reopening next month, along with places of worship. Taoiseach Micheál Martin also told his party last night that non-essential retail is likely to open next month too. Churches and the entire construction sector are also set to resume normal service in May, with the plan to be finalised next week. However, it's expected to take some time before travel is back on the cards. We spoke to Minister Eamon Ryan earlier.
It'll be months rather than weeks before non-essential international travel can resume, according to the Transport Minister. Eamon Ryan is due to meet with airlines today, but says he doesn't want to speculate on exact details yet. It follows statements from the Taoiseach yesterday, where he ruled out international travel before June. Minister Eamon Ryan says he wants to avoid a stop-start scenario for airlines if they commit to resuming international travel too early.
They don't want us to say, oh, you know, you can start this date and then people, everyone book first and then you might have another wave and then it stops again. I think we're better on getting this gradual, slowly but surely and steadily transition out of the COVID arrangements we're in.
Catch up on Cork with our new daily news podcast, Red FM News Extra.
I'm Rory in sport, and Ronan O'Gara has signed a new deal with La Rochelle. The Corkman's put pen to paper on a 3-year contract extension. O'Gara has steered the club to join top in the top 14, and they're also set to face Leinster in the Champions Cup semis. The 44-year-old is also likely to have an enhanced role at La Rochelle, as their director of rugby, John O'Gibbs, is set to become the new head coach at Claremont. In a statement on the club's website, O'Gara said, "I'm extremely proud of the trust that Stade Rochelle continues to show me by appointing me as the head of the team. I'm obviously very excited about next season, but first, we have important challenges ahead of us and, above all, a good season to end in the best possible way." Ireland head coach Adam Griggs will name his team to face Italy this afternoon. The sides will meet on Saturday at Energia Park, the third-place playoff in the Six Nations. In football, Declan Devine has left his position as Derry City manager. The club say his departure is by mutual consent, with the club currently bottom of the Electricity League Premier Division. Derry have failed to win any of their 6 games so far this season. The County Stripes have wished Devine well for the future. And there's one game in the Premier League tonight. Strugglers West Brom looking to make it 3 straight wins if they can win at Leicester.
The 5 biggest stories in Cork today. This is Red FM's News Extra.
There's a storm brewing down west, I can tell you. Peter Warburton, good morning.
Good
morning, Neil.
And why is this storm brewing? I mean, you're involved in, certainly in hospitality, in catering, been doing all the right things down west. What's going on?
I think you've hit the nail on the head there, Neil, when you just said we're in hospitality and catering, because we're actually in self-catering, which is...
You have eight self-catering cottages and you have three houses, fair play to you.
That's correct, man. We've been closed for 36 out of the last 52 weeks. And over the last 4 weeks, we've been mounting a campaign to try and persuade government to look at hospitality slightly differently. And what I mean by that is that at the moment, the government just lumps pubs, restaurants, hotels, guest houses and self-catering all under the one umbrella of hospitality.
Yeah, but we do know now that hotels and guest houses will get open a lot faster than pubs will get open. You know that.
We know that, but what we don't know is whether self-catering can open ahead of hotels like they're doing in the north, like they're doing in the UK. And this is the crux of our argument to government. And we understand that NPHET's guidance to government is based on preventing people from meeting together indoors. And we know, as we all accept, that a crowded pub or a crowded hotel makes that difficult. And our point, which we've tried very hard to get across to government, is that at the moment, you could come down here to Skibbereen on a wonderful day like today, but you have to return back to Cork. You couldn't stay overnight anywhere.
But you, like, if you owned a holiday home down west, you could stay there.
If you owned a holiday home, that's fine. Yeah. But you can't rent one. And this is our point. The self-catering sector, like ourselves, we've been closed. We're a business that's been closed for the last 36 out of the 52 weeks. And so what we're stating to government is that if you come down, let's say, for example, and you come and stay in one of our tree houses tonight, you don't interact with anybody else. You don't see anybody else. It's completely safe. And that's the government's strategy. They want to reopen society, kickstart the economy when it's safe to do so. And when we say safe, yesterday when I was listening to your programme, I thought it was fantastic. I think you said there was 9 infections on Monday in the whole of Cork.
Yeah, we had a bit of a bounce yesterday, unfortunately, but certainly we're still down in less than a couple of dozen, you know. I thought you had grief with the likes of Airbnb. My understanding was that people are booking at the moment in contravention of government restrictions. You said that there's an online advert from Airbnb and the heading is another weekend at home, ? What does that mean? Are they trying to encourage people to book holiday weekend breaks?
Let me give an example here, Neil. Yesterday, we had 2 phone calls for people wanting to come and stay with us.
Yeah.
And we said, no, we can't. We're closed. And they said, oh, we thought you'd be open because we've tried 2 Airbnbs and they're full. Now, what we want to do, the government knows this. The government knows that Airbnb, we're not against Airbnb hosts, but what we want is a level playing field.
Okay.
Whilst
that's very unfair. But surely the West Cork guards call to these and tell them to leg it back home, no?
I mean, that's the thing which obviously isn't happening. And do you know what, Neil? We don't want that to happen. There's no need to do that. What we want government to do is to create a level playing field. It's safe to do so where we can reopen as well as Airbnb. But at the moment, there's not a level playing field.
But so if they're turning a blind eye to Airbnb, why don't you just take bookings?
Because we're not going to break the restrictions. We're not going to break the law. We're a reputable company, and we're not going to break the law.
Get the Red FM News Extra podcast wherever you get your podcast or on redextra.ie.